This is Dr. Shelley Epstein, 222 Mill Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Dictating an independent medical evaluation. Exam date 7/19/2022, 3:30 p.m. MES number 211220134424. Claimant Brian, Bryan, Mond, Monge. Employer / insured, The Home Depot, USA, Inc. Client, Liberty Mutual, parentheses, WC, close parentheses, Syracuse, New York. Allegations, major it says to include his date of birth. Which is the purpose of the exam is to conduct an independent medical evaluations. And address specific questions. The allegations include major depressive disorder, part of body 42, low back, lumbar, lumbosacral area, nature of injury, confusion, accident description, six pallets fell on Brian's back in the receiving department, injury description, bruise, contusion. No doctor or patient relationship exists. The location of the IME took place at my office on July 19th, 2022, and the duration was 58 minutes. No others were in attendance besides myself and the patient. Prior to our meeting, I conducted a review of records, which included a psychological assessment by Dr. Jennifer N. Duffy. And at Laurel Hill Road, Centerport, New York, 11721. The review also included a C4 and the date of the report is March 19th, 2022. New paragraph. Mr. Munge is a 28-year-old male who's residing with a friend since September 2021. She does not take rent from him as he cannot afford rent at this time. He's a former golf course assistant at Bethpage State Park since 2016. However, he's been unable to fulfill his responsibilities at that job since 9/17/21 due to increased pain. Patient was working in the receiving department at Home Depot on July 6, 2015, when about 60 wooden pallets tipped off a forklift onto his back. The forklift was being run by, it was being managed by the supervisor of the receiving department. He went to see an orthopedist on the next day and was out of work for several months. He did return to work in November of 2015 at the freight department in Home Depot, and then by March of 2016 switched to work with the maintenance crew at Bethpage State Park. He reports chronic pain since the incident. He underwent treatment including physical therapy, chiropractor evaluations, epidural injections, cortisone injections, and eventually underwent a L4-5 laminectomy in February of 2020. He states in September 17th of 2021, his orthopedist concluded he was unable to work anymore. He's considering another surgery on August 1st of this year at Huntington Hospital for a three-level fusion. Being recommended by his orthopedist, Dr. Dawal, D-A-W-A-L. He states he revealed to Dr. Dawal that he was feeling, quote, dark in my head, unquote. He'd become very socially withdrawn and was also experiencing panic attacks. He consulted Dr. Jennifer Duffy for a psychological assessment and consultation, and she felt he met criteria for major depressive disorder and recommended therapy sessions. He's been seeing Dr. Lou Ross weekly for approximately the past 2 months. They're attempting to address social isolation, socializing, breathing tactics, and his difficulty worrying about the future. He says there's a decreased frequency of his, quote, mental breakdowns, unquote. Which include setting and which include tearfulness and feeling overwhelmed. His past psychiatric history is denied. There's no history of suicide attempts. His past medical history, he had a broke his collarbone playing soccer in seventh grade, 2007. He's had some GI issues with the diagnosis of I. pylori, which was treated with famotidine. He's been on anti-inflammatories in the past. And preoperatively, he was on cyclobenzapine. He had a LASIK surgery in 2014 bilaterally and finger surgery the same year. Okay. In terms of alcohol and drug use, he admits to occasional cannabis for the pain 2 to 3 times a week since 2019. He drinks alcohol very rarely, perhaps 4 times a year. There's no family psychiatric history elicited. Social history is notable for His two sisters, ages 20 and 31, his older sister's been particularly supportive. His parents are living in together. He currently has no income. He's a high school graduate. He used to work at on the turf program at Rutgers. And as stated above, his roommate is an older woman who is not charging him rent. On mental status exam, he was casually dressed with fluent speech, good eye contact, mood depressed and anxious, sweating at times, positive helplessness, positive anhedonia, passive suicide ideation without plan or intent, denies homicide ideation, alert and oriented to person, place, and time, panic attacks every few days, feel others look at him at times, decreased sleep, difficulty falling asleep, middle insomnia, insight, good judgment, fair. Progress in therapy up to this point, can leave the house more easily, decrease frequency of panic attacks, goals, being able to converse without being fidgety and sweaty. New paragraph. Okay, the initial psychiatric treatment report dated 3/8/2022 was reviewed and the claimant was examined. And the following questions are being addressed. One, is the diagnosis correct and is it supported by objective findings? Yes, patient meets DSM criteria for major depressive disorder, moderate severity without psychotic features. Based on my findings, does the current treatment appear appropriate, medically necessary? Yes, a weekly therapy sessions with a psychologist is appropriate, and a referral for a psychiatric evaluation for possible medication treatment is also appropriate. Is the length, frequency of treatment appropriate? Yes, the patient should continue weekly therapy sessions for depression. For a total of 6 to 9 months, and then be reevaluated. Four, is there evidence that the patient is responding to the current treatment with an objective functional gain? Yes, he can leave the house more easily and there's a decreased frequency of panic attacks. Five, is further treatment necessary? Yes. Six, is the diagnosis causally related to the injury or accident? Yes. Seven, is the treatment related to the injury or the accident? Yes. Eight, is there a history of comorbidities, prior injuries, and pre-existing conditions that impact on the current injury or accident? No. None elicited. Nine, can the patient return to work with or without restrictions? No, he cannot return to work at this time. 10. If the patient is unable to return to work now, when will the patient be able to return to full or modified duty? He should be reevaluated after 6 to 9 months of treatment to see if he would be able to return to work at that time. 11. Has the patient reached maximum medical improvement? If not, what specific treatment, consultation, frequency, and duration are needed to attain this status? He has not reached maximum medical improvement. To attain that status, he should continue with weekly therapy sessions with a psychologist and proceed with a psychiatric evaluation to be determined if he should also be on psychiatric medication or not. 12. Rate the degree of disability. Rate it as total. 13. Are the objective findings consistent with and proportional to the subjective complaints? Yes. Second page of questions. Within reasonable medical probability, what was the proximate cause of the injury diagnosed? His initial injury of pallets falling on his back. Does the mechanism of injury support the diagnosis based on subjective complaints and objective findings? Yes. Are any comorbid medical or psychological conditions contributing to the patient's complaints or objective exam findings? I don't believe so, no. No other forms were given to the patient to fill out. Medical records reviewed were already listed. I have included a detailed summary of case facts, a complete and thorough mental status exam, my impression. I've answered all referral questions in a question and answer format. There was just one medical report to review. I include a summary of past medical history and comorbidities. I include documentation of issues discussed with the claimant. I included clinically appropriate reasoning to support my recommendations. I commented about a future treatment and duration of treatment. I am board certified in psychiatry and my New York State license is 173422. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2 (4%) (e). I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion. Oh, same thing. Okay, forget that part. This concludes my dictation.